Nederland, Colorado sits in the rarefied hills just southwest of Boulder. 8,200 feet above sea level, this mountain town with a mining past has a burgeoning music scene far surpassing its population of 1,500. Law says the large number of high-profile artists utilizing the now legendary Caribou Ranch recording studio just outside Nederland helped the town become home to a concentrated group of talented musicians.
And so I think a lot of musicians started traveling there. And you kind of got wind that sometimes you would see really famous people in that little town. And then beyond that, more recently, Leftover Salmon began there, String Cheese Incident began there, and Yonder Mountain String Band are some of the kind of bigger names that founded in Nederland. And, you know, a lot of those bands liked to ski. You know, there's a great little ski mountain there. They like the mountain atmosphere. There's a lot of, like, a sense of freedom there, a sense of community that I mentioned. There's lots of weekly picks and, you know, very spontaneous things that can happen in the town. And people just, they get used to hanging out there and playing music and draws all sorts of different walks of life in. And then you end up with good bands forming there.
Goodbye to those starless skies, empty eyes, sorrow cries. No, not goodbye. Hello to the dawning of the stars that are turning around. Your sunshine.
Well, a lot of your fans are very excited about this new album. It's called Petals. It's your fifth album as a band, and a lot of the folks are saying, you guys are saying that you were trying to break out of the mold of the way you used to record or write or produce your albums in the past.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. You know, we were trying to kind of stretch our elbows out and figure out what else we were capable of. We do have an EP and also a live album, so to us it feels kind of like our sixth recording, and there had been, you know, some subtle changes, and it's also our 10th year as a band, and so we were just looking to kind of try some other things out and see where the music could go.
What's different about this?
Well, for one thing, we're using a lot more percussion elements than we have in the past. Before, we had really kind of stayed true to what our sound was up, you know, prior to this, which was having Bonnie on the washboard or djembe as the percussion, and we really refrained from having any producers talk us into adding drums onto the record. Whereas this record, we were actually a little more curious about what some different textures of percussion could create for us, and it's actually led us to even inviting a really talented percussion to be a part of our shows more frequently, because we actually really enjoyed the momentum and the feeling that we received from having a little bit more of that texture involved. Also, Bonnie, who's been writing on the cello, she's been composing on the cello for many, many years, was finally feeling comfortable in this instrument to share some of her sounds. So we do have a couple of her cello songs on this record, which is new for us. We also did have a member shift, which did change some things. It also added a lot of textures, like I was mentioning. Charlie Rose, he plays pedal steel and acoustic banjo versus what our previous band member, Sage Cook, he used like more of an electric banjo sound.
Bridget Law from Elephant Revival is who we're talking with. Let's talk about the title track to the album, Petals. It seems to be a song written about preconceived notions. And I'm wondering if it also applies to what we talked about earlier about breaking out of a mold.
Yeah, interesting to think about that. I haven't quite heard that preconceived notion, interpretation, but I absolutely agree that I can see where you get that. The first line being, I am and I am not, you know, these petals pressed in too. There is a sense in what Bonnie is saying in that song of you know. In fact, I'm stumbling a bit.
Well, no, but what I'm thinking of is it seems to be the song about breaking out of both personal and professional expectations and kind of moving away from that.
Yeah, I think that's true, and also realizing that the potential that could exist within that there's beauty in that. Breaking out of the mold, there's beauty beyond the realization of what someone might think you are. You know, recognizing that what someone thinks you are, what you think someone else is, can actually be somewhat limiting. And the truth to be told is that there could be something really beautiful beyond that.
Most of the songs that you write and record are very personal songs. They're very intimate. They're not even subtly political, even though you guys as a band are intentionally involved in many causes, environmental issues and I guess some other issues involving, you know, Native Americans or, you know, some of the different reservations. Is there a reluctance to be more outspoken through your music?
Yeah, I think that what we want is a very broad invitation for everyone to be involved in the music and to enjoy the music.
Because you guys are very intentional about, and you have it on your website, that Elephant Revival also shares a commitment to responsible stewardship of the planet and its inhabitants, is how you put it.
So yeah, absolutely. And I would say that throughout the lyrics, you know, the stewardship of the earth or the commitment to the environment is definitely present in the lyrics. We write about nature all the time. So the love for nature and the love for the planet, we use that lyrically very much. But I think there is a reluctance to say, you know, get on a platform about things that we feel, even things that we support and feel strongly about. For example, you know, we are very opposed to fracking, which is a very controversial issue in this country. We feel that fracking destroys the water table and can cause earthquakes and is just a very wasteful process. And so we really strongly believe that we can move towards renewable energies. And we feel very strongly for that, and we support the organizations in our area that feel that way. However, when we have gotten outspoken about that, then some of our fans, longtime fans, fans that have loved and cherished the music in their hearts and their homes for many years, feel differently. And so they speak out about that. And again, we feel like we don't want anybody to not feel invited to the music. So even though we feel certain ways, and find opportunities to talk about them very freely and naturally, we really feel like we don't ever want to turn anybody off of the music, because the music is medicine for all of us, no matter how we feel. The music is unifying.
Chisel the stone and inward there you go. Pretty soon you learn there's nowhere left to go or turn. The halls and mirrors, the chains and and breath to hold. The crown and queen, well, she's spinning like the world as she goes on and on. And on and
well, I would like to end on one more song from the album Petals. It's called Season Song. And it is a, well, like most of your songs, just a beautiful song musically. And lyrically, it seems more of an observational song. I kept waiting for lyrically for it to turn into go, this is what I mean by this, but it just seems to keep moving forward, and that's the whole point of the song. Life keeps moving.
Season Song is a reflection on the changing of seasons and the experience of the changing of seasons and the ongoingness. I mean, the very last lyric is, you know, recognizing that there's a death that never dies within the season of autumn. I think that there is an intention to not be overly resolute in that song lyrically, but to more kind of to identify just that the sensation and the feeling of the calendar moving throughout the seasons and time and relationships moving deeper into experiences, you know, 1 month at a time.
I opened the book, found a four-leaf clover. I turned the page and there was October. And as I stared into autumn's eyes, I saw death that never dies. And I watched as the leaves were turning, falling into the wind and swirling. And how we break, we mend, we tremble. And that's how I found November. And we spent another day, another dawn, another year, another song. Into winter we surrender,
deep into its splendor. In mirth we warm our bones, and we dream these seeds will sow. And I'll praise the birth of a star, for January's not too far. A savior like the sun it shines, it's resurrecting one more time. And we spend another day, another dawn, another year, another song. Oh, the joys now I remember. I think I'll tell you in a letter of all the love in a budding rose. Flowers come and flowers go, and to the drunkards that dance on tables, one fell off right into April, and to the hour of a child's birth, to the evening of all her searching. And we spend another day, another dawn, another year, another song. In a book found a four-leaf clover, I turned the page and there was October. And as I stared into autumn's eyes, I saw death and never died.